7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. Anyway, for them, third world people life, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them intending go the people way.
Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. I am the servant of, servant to, ambassador for, the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, queendom of goddess in heaven here and now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High here and now on this earth. This is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind and mentality of Satan. We want to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families of this wicked world order, the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction and division. We want to destroy that mentality. Climb up out of that mentality. Climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any organization that is of like mind, any organization, any revolutionary, political, religious organization that is of like mind to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my engineer, producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this program, the Mind of God program, and this website, thinkaboutit.org. I am yet thankful unto my beautiful sister Venice for such beautiful work, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister Venice and her children and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator, in the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, or Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Allah is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew, the mother father language of African Arabic, and African Aramaic, mother father language of African Arabic. You may find Allah in the Hebrew language under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word carries the definition of the ascender, he who raises us up and ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked world order and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. In Egypt, the same Almighty Father is known as Amen. The hidden and unseen sacred masculine power behind the whole of the universe, that same sacred masculine power hidden and unseen that resides in all of you, my sisters and brothers of the human family. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. You see, Yahweh Yahovah is an African Hebrew scientific word that describes the law of birth. The definition of Yahweh is the existing one, living one. To exist is to live, to have life. So we're looking at Yahweh Yahovah, as existence and life, giving birth to existence and life. No existence, no life without father and mother. So Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting, that is father, and conceiving, that is mother. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is kakmoth. I believe it's under the number 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's that word conceived Jesus. Now, Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Jesus, Yahushua, but she also conceived you and me, the human family, sun, moon, stars, the universe, creation, as Father the Almighty begetted the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the African Hebrew word that describes a living, holy entity. And Ruach, found under the number 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. Ruach is feminine because spirit, holy spirit, mother holy spirit is feminine. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Allah. spelled with an I-L-L-A-H. And we hear our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of Islam say, Ashhadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il, Allah. And you hear Allah, and you hear Allah, properly understood. None but our mother, Allah, and our father, Allah. You also hear our wonderful and beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in that phrase, you hear Allah, the mother, mother Allah, properly understood. In the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word, found, I believe, under the number 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of occurrence, circumstance, because Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy, she ascends us. She raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may change our occurrence, change our circumstance, and defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked world order of Babylon, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen, sacred, feminine power, the Almighty Mother behind the universe, all things hidden and unseen within the whole of the universe, and hidden and unseen within you, my sisters and brothers of the human family. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother Holy Spirit was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, my sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in and within the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, Rastafari, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach I that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my and our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest, Yahushua would come and manifest in the last days. Bob Marley, 1979, said, some people search for Jesus, but I tell you, say, Jesus no come again as Jesus, but Jesus come again in new names, and these names shall be terrible and dreadful amongst the heathen. We are here to teach that Yahushua, wants to manifest within you and me, I. When we go into the definition of Rastafari, meaning head creator, head without fear, meaning that we go into the knowledge and wisdom of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh Yahovah, and we are able with that knowledge and with that wisdom to defeat the wisdom of this wicked world order. And we must capture the reality of the Most High and exhibit that characteristic that is without fear. We must be fearless. We must conquer fear in order to defeat this wicked Babylon system. Haile I Selassie I is defined as the might and power and glory of the Trinity. And we are here to say, not just Yahushua, but each and every one of you are the might and power and glory of the Trinity. Hebrews says and declares that Christ is the glory of God, Theos, Father and Mother. Christ is the glory of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Theos in the Greek language. The book of Hebrews says once again, mankind, man, human, man and woman are the glory of Theos, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. This can only mean that each and every one of you and me and I are literally the Christ Spirit in human flesh. Therefore, we are the glory, the might, and the power of the Most High. In the Greek language, Theos, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. But what has happened, sisters and brothers? The wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have taken that power, taken that glory, taken that might, short-circuited our access to such reality through control of the schools of theology and schools of religion and schools secular, elementary, college, so on and so forth, kindergarten, preschool. So we are here to tap into that reality, return the might, the power, the glory back into the hands of the poor working class masses of the people of the earth. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, prosperity, all of the realities that have been hijacked from the oppressed, from the poor working class masses, hijacked by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, hijacked by the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the other members of the 13 families and their affiliate families. Yahushua is also defined as deliverance and liberty and liberation. The masses of the oppressed, the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, are in need of this power to deliver ourselves from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, because the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah, Allah, Allah, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, are ready to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families and this wicked, no good, rotten system of death, hell, and destruction, and take vengeance on us if we continue to buy into such wicked system and do the bidding of such wicked system and kill and destroy each other on behalf of such wicked system. What is the purpose of Christ? The purpose of Christ, Luke 4:18, is to deliver the oppressed masses, deliver they who are in jail and captive, deliver the poor working class masses of the people, deliver the political prisoners, deliver all of the oppressed masses of the people. Christ is the anointing and the power that is in your hands. When you research the etymological roots of Christos, Christ, you come to the word hand and hands. And hand is that power. When you research that word care, it is the reality of the power of the Most High in creation. Care is feminine. Is equivalent to Ma'at in Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Nubia, Dogon, Twa. That power, that truth, justice, and righteousness, that balance and reciprocity, that order out of chaos, that power in the universe, and you keep researching the etymological roots of Christ, and you come to chasm. See, this creation at one time was a chasm, but then the creation began to be filled with atoms and molecules and molecular atomic reality. And that reality permeates the universe and permeates you and me. We are quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And you research the etymological roots of Christos, and you come to water, and you come to winter, because water, watering the winter-like circumstance of creation, bringing life with the water and filling in the chasm. And you and I have been made a chasm. We've been empty. Genesis chapter 1 talks about the void. We have been made void, nullified, and emptied. So Christ is the fruition of that reality of the Most High to fill us up with truth, justice, and righteousness. Fill us up with the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. That power that is available to all of the poor working class masses of the people. When Yahushua was asked, where is this kingdom you preach about, Yahushua? Yahushua didn't say to die and go someplace. Yahushua said, the kingdom is within. The power to rule is within you, poor working class masses of the people of the earth. The power to rule this universe, Psalm 8, teaches that mankind made lower, man and woman, man, human beings, made lower than the angels. We say that of Christ. But I say once again, you are Christ in human flesh. Each and every one of you, each and every one of I and I are the Christ spirit in human flesh, made lower than the angels, given the power to rule creation. But you have the wicked ruling class and ruling families in positions of leadership. But we preach the kingdom and the queendom. We preach the kingdom of God and the queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. We preach the reality that the Most High, through this power that we are speaking of, is removing the wicked ruling class and ruling families from the positions of leadership, from the positions of rule, and destroying their influence in our minds. So we look all over the earth and we see sisters and brothers of all colors, ethnicities, races, from various regions of the earth, rising up and saying, no more of this wicked system. We are yet in Revelation for this session. The beginning of the session, we start with Revelation and move to a Sunday school lesson. And then the latter part of our sessions, we are preaching out of the Quran. But in Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, a review as we get out of verse 13 and go to verse 14 in the book of Revelation chapter 3. But this section, Mother Holy Spirit is speaking to us, teaching us about brotherly love, teaching us that the preachers and the imams and the rabbis and all of those religious leaders and not just religious leaders, because we don't separate religion from politics. There is no such thing as secular in Africa. All is one. So all leadership, religious, political, Mama Holy Spirit is saying to all leadership, preach the reality of Philadelphia. Preach the reality of brotherly love and sisterly love. Brotherly love, sisterly love that I feel this morning. See, Bob Marley, Top Ranking, in that great song from the album called Survival, he said, they don't want us to unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top Ranking. You see, this no good rotten system plays the masses of the people against each other, causing one to feel top ranking and more ranking than the other, using the philosophy of white supremacy and white skin privilege, using division among the so-called colors and races and ethnicities. You see it borne out in the Zimmerman trial. 5 Caucasian white women, 1 Latina Puerto Rican black woman. The prosecution and the defense, as far as I am concerned, colluding together, conspiring together with the judicial system, with the judge, to make sure that Zimmerman, a Latino-looking fella, is accorded the privilege of white skin privilege, even though he looks Latino and his mother is a Peruvian native woman, and his father is a European Caucasian Jew. So George Zimmerman is afforded the privilege of white skin privilege. The prosecution, defense, judicial system, the judge, causing the 5 Caucasian white women to choose white skin privilege, to deem Trayvon Martin's life as not being worthy of defense, allowing George Zimmerman to go free. The prosecution and defense seeming to me to confuse the jurors as it concerns murder in the first or second and manslaughter, hung up on intent. Did George Zimmerman, when he woke up that morning, intend to kill Trayvon? That does not seem to be the issue. The issue is he killed Trayvon, taking a life that was not his to take. And so you see Caucasian people choosing white skin privilege. You see white supremacists, Jews and Gentiles, supporting George Zimmerman with finances, great exorbitant finances, pushing white supremacy and white skin privilege, causing poor working class Caucasian and white people living in the South to choose white skin privilege, to choose the opportunity to stand on the Stand Your Ground law, which apparently is only afforded to Caucasian, poor working class Caucasian white sisters and brothers, so that they can feel privileged and choose white skin privilege and take the lives of poor working class black people and others as well and feel justified. But we are preaching Philadelphia. First break. See you on the other side of the break.